According to Eugene Janlin, the author of the seminal book Focusing, and he's the one who really coined the term the felt sense, a felt sense is not a mental experience, but a physical one. Physical. A bodily awareness of a situation or person or event. An internal aura that encompasses everything you feel and know about the given subject at a given time. The felt sense is a difficult concept to define with words, as language is a linear process, and the felt sense of our body is very much of a nonlinear experience. In many ways, the felt sense is like a stream moving through an ever-changing landscape. It alters its character in resonance with its surroundings. When the land is rugged and steep, the stream moves with vigor and energy, swirling and bubbling as it crashes over rocks and debris. Out on the plains, the stream meanders so slowly that one might wonder whether it is moving at all. Rains and spring thaw can rapidly increase its volume, possibly even flooding nearby land. In the same way, once the setting has been interpreted and defined by the felt sense, we will blend into whatever conditions we find ourselves. This amazing sense encompasses both the content and the climate of our internal and external environments. Like a stream, it shapes itself to those environments. It also helps to create changes in those environments. This exercise is about finding islands of safety through the felt sense. Because the language of sensation is alien to most of us, you might want to look over and read the examples of different kinds of sensations that are listed in the box in your book. You probably have noticed a variety of sensations already when you did the tapping and the squeezing of your muscles. Now, the way that you distinguish a sensation from an emotion and from a thought is, and this is very important for resolving difficult emotional states, is by being able to locate it in your body and experience it in a direct physical way. For example, if you're experiencing anxiety, the question to ask yourself is, when I feel anxious, how do I know that I'm feeling anxious? In other words, where in your body do you feel it? And exactly what is the physical sensation? Is it tightness? Is it constriction? Is it a knot? Or is it a fluttery feeling? Is your heart palpitating? Is it like butterflies in your stomach? You see, all these sensations might be called anxiety, but when you actually contact the physical sensation, then you can begin to change the experience of the anxiety. On the other hand, if you are feeling good, then ask yourself the following same line of inquiry. And when I feel good, how do I know that I'm feeling good? And you might answer, well, I just feel good. But in order to move from a vague sense experience to tracking specific bodily sensations in a focused way, the next step is to check inside your body and see where the feeling of goodness comes from. In doing this, you might just discover that you feel a kind of warmth in your stomach and openness in your chest and tingling and vibration in your hands. And then, boom, you've got one of these wonderful resources that we talked about in the last exercise. The trick in finding a sensation is that it has to have a locus in the body. It has a size, it has frequently a shape, and it has specific physical qualities like tightness or spaciousness, like constriction or heat or cold, vibration, tingling, and so forth. Let's begin by doing the exercise that will help you to use sensations to bring you some sense of safety, because when we become traumatized, it doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel safe outside in the world. It doesn't feel safe in our bodies. Everything feels like a dangerous place. When we go inside into our bodies, we often immediately want to jump out because we don't have a place in there that feels safe. So in this exercise, I think that you'll find that you'll be able to begin to find in your body this place of safety, possibly right away, perhaps more slowly. Sometimes it will be really easy. Other times it won't be so easy. It'll be a struggle. To find out how we can begin to find these places, these regions, these spaces, these islands of relative safety and relative ease in our bodies, remember that if you're feeling really tight and constrictive everywhere in the body, there still is going to be a part in your body where you're feeling is less constricted, less tight, and so forth. So find a comfortable place, your favorite chair, maybe a place with some pillows on the floor where you can kind of nestle up. Wherever you feel the most comfortable, and I prefer that you start by sitting rather than laying down, because sometimes if you lay down, the sensations and feelings can come up more quickly and thus be more difficult. And of course, please, never doing these exercises when you're driving a car or engaged in some kind of activity like that. This exercise is designed also to help you discover your own pacing and inner rhythms, and to trust in your own innate capacity to regulate and to heal. Slow down or stop if the sensations begin to get too intense, and remember that your tolerance will build gradually as you continue with these kinds of exercises. I ask you to begin by bringing something into your space, the place where you're going to be sitting for this meditation. Bring something that brings you a sense of comfort, something that's special to you. It could be a stone, a crystal, a flower, a pet, a favorite picture, or a photograph. It could be a trusted friend that you just want to sit there and just be quiet with you. Just anything that brings you a sense of nurture and of support. At the same time, please feel the support of the back of the chair upon your back. And feel that physically. Feel that now. Really get in there and feel the support that the back gives you. And then also how the bottom of your chair supports your bottom, how you can allow your weight to be given into the chair or into the floor or into a pillow. As you notice how that feels physically, then you may be aware of the sensation of your clothing on your skin. And you may also be aware of some of the muscles underneath your skin, some of the same muscles that you have familiarized yourself with in the earlier exercise. So again, your eyes are still open. You're sitting in the room and you're feeling as comfortable as you're feeling right now. You may want to take off your shoes. That may make you feel more comfortable. And you can also feel your feet on the ground, on the earth below, even if it's just a carpet. But remember, underneath the carpet, there's a wooden floor. The wooden floor is connected to the foundation of the house. The foundation of the house is connected firmly to the earth. So feeling the support your body is offered from the chair, from the earth, and then gaze at your object of safety and slowly go back and forth between your body and what you see with your eyes. So if you have a certain stone in front of you, look at the stone and your bodily experiences in the background. But then shift your awareness so the image of the stone in front of you recedes and you become more aware of your bodily sensations. You may also ask yourself questions like, does this rock make me feel more solid or more centered or more grounded? Where in your body do you feel that sense? And what is the physical sensation that tells you that that's the way you feel? Shift back and forth at your own rhythm between the object and the sensation in your body. Now allow your focus to shift to an inner sense of where the comfort is experienced in your body. And really take some time now to explore the nuances, the subtleties of these sensations. For example, if you're looking at a color that you liked, or maybe you brought in a painting or a flower, whatever delights you, notice again how that translates in your internal world and let you know that delight is more than just a pleasant thought. Where does it all begin? Perhaps as tense muscles begin to let go, or maybe as a sense of spaciousness around your heart or warmth in your belly. Perhaps you were feeling anxious initially, and this feeling has changed in some small way. But again, remember, anxious feels like what? What's the sensation, the physical bodily sensation, and then follow the changes. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. It might not feel like much is happening at first, or it might feel like too much is happening. You can adjust your experience to fit your needs by shifting focus between your sensations that may be uncomfortable and the comfortable object or image that you chose as a resource. You're in control, and remember, only you know what is too much or what is too little.